Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita, and this is episode 341. It's Saturday, July 15, 2023, or if you're here in Aussie land, like I am, it's Sunday the 16th. So, welcome chat room. How is everyone? I see a Chris and a Fair. I see a Rud. Zep's here. Zai's there. Hi, guys. Welcome. Thank you for joining me today. Not sure who else is here, but thank you. Thanks for popping in and giving of some of your time to be with me here today. I appreciate that. Anyway, from last episode, so as you can see on the screen, we had decided I was doing a how-to allied race. So, you guys had chosen for me. We were going Horde, which became Volpera. We're doing a shaman. Working men. So, that's the four things. So, I made my little girl, because I only play girl tunes. I'm not one to play male tunes. I made my little girl. She's red. Mostly red. Of course she is. She's very cute. And I could not get a dingo name. Oh, trust me, I tried, I think Foxy Aussie was one. I couldn't get any Foxy. I tried Dingo. I tried various spellings of Dingo, because that would have been completely hilarious. But I couldn't get that. I tried some, like, dog names. Thank you, Chris. Windingo. Damn it, where were you when I was making the toot? I really wanted like Foxy Dingo or something like that. There were so many things I couldn't get. Anyway, I came up with Volpes. I don't even know. It was Volpera. It meant something. I've forgotten what it meant. It was like Volpera Shamani kind of name. So I just went with that. That was the best I could do. But anyway, I don't know. Who's got all the allied races unlocked? I'm guessing a fair chunk of you probably have. I've always done them, because obviously my main is not a challenge tune. And I always want everything in game. Fair, not you. Chris does. Rudd's got six of them. Fair's only got Nightborn. And they made some, excuse me, they made some changes, with making allied races that as long as you had a level 40, I think they dropped that from 50 to 40 on your account, you could then unlock allied races. So, you know, so they've made some changes and they've tried to make it a bit easier for people to have them. And I had already done all of the things, so I thought what we would do today is just go through as an allied race. How to start? Now, I'm pretty sure, let me check. I may not have turned off. Did I turn off? All right, we've turned off all the add-ons. Dear Lord, we're doing this again. Yes. Yes, I am. So I wanted to see, and I don't know about you guys, like, who's playing allied races a lot. I've not played one in quite some time. I know I had made a Volpera with Execute a couple of years ago. She's still not 70, 60. I think she's like 30, maybe. I don't know. Just to make it easier, I just feel like to start off the tune, because otherwise, as soon as I log in, we're going to get... This is broken. And I haven't really worked out what add-ons that I want on a shaman, or whether I'll keep her. I may do. It's just having time to play, if that makes sense. It's sitting down to play is the biggest issue at the moment, as well as sitting down and not falling asleep, which I may have done yesterday. I was not on a challenge tune. And then I went and had a 3-hour nap, because my husband told me to get in bed and go to sleep, which I did. Yes. So still very tired, still. Yeah. So the body is still not doing as well as we would like, but anyway, it is what it is. We just keep plugging on as such. So yeah, I haven't made I know I had a Nightborn. I think I'd made a Magar Orc. I don't think I've got her. I think I might have deleted her. Lightforged Draenei. I feel like I'd made a maybe an Iron or a Blood. So it has been quite some time since I've made an allied race. So I thought, good chance for us with the changes to him. We've got the skip, if we need to go to the skip that we did the previous show. So if that's the case, we've got an option that if we feel like it's not going to work. So I just figured that we'd see what happens. So as I said, I haven't done it for some time, and I'm not sure of the options that it's going to give us. Rudd says Zandalari is giving me problems. You need a lot of prereq quests to perform. That's annoying. It would be nice if they just gave it to you. You know, if you've had your account open continuously for a year. Here, have them all. If you've had your account open for 18 years. Yeah, have them all. I don't know. Zai says, allied race start in Orgrimmar or Stormwind. Well, almost. Fess says, yeah, I was hoping they would do just that without quests. I know. And I thought we'd just take a look. Again, it's just researching. Blizzard has made so many changes in the last 12 months, even if we say the last 2 years. In particular, Since, you know, pre-Dragonflight. Would I say even since Shadowlands? Yeah, probably. There's been so many changes. So I think it's a good time to just have a look at that for us, you know, to see what options. I'm not going to sit here and play for a couple of hours with you guys because we are doing a show, but let's have a look at what actually happens. And on that note, so just bear with me because I have got 50 million tabs open because, you know, of course I do. That's how we roll. So I'm just going to move my show notes over here for the moment. All right, so we've got Volpress. Let's see what happens. And you know what? I don't even remember the loading screen. I did turn the sound off, so I didn't want the sound to be too large, but let's have a look. Oh, okay. I forgot where they started. Okay. All right. So, yeah. That's, look at the llamas. Aren't they cute? Aren't they cute? So, yeah. It's very cute. Okay. Alright, it might drive me... Oh, look, there's puppy dog. Okay, look, let's... That's very cute. Okay, first things first. Before I even do anything... Leaf trade. No one needs to see that. Alright. So, here's our girl. There's our girl. Oh, wow. I've already got someone whispering me about joining a Volpera guild. Okay. Reply. Thanks, but no thank you. I have a guild sorted. Okay, always. I wasn't expecting to get guild invite already. So yeah, okay, alright, so that's interesting that we come straight in there. Let me just zone back a little bit. So, yep, Zaya, you were completely correct. We're started. We've gone straight to Ogrimmar, which, again, it's been quite some time since we've done that. Oh, Dolly's there. Okay, we've got a quest to start with. It feels weird not having the sound in my... in my head. Okay, so we've got a quest to go to the emissary. Alright, what have we got? We've got Flame Shock, Lightning Bolt, Primal Strike, Flame Tongue Weapon, Lightning Shield, Healing Surge, Earthbind Totem, Ghost Wolf. Okay, I'm a wolf. We've got a bag of tricks, Racial. Okay. And we've got the caravan mount. Well, that's not too bad of a start. You guys probably can't see that because I've got the banner at the bottom. But, you know, that's not bad. And it's automatically already put that down the bottom. So, yeah. I could probably Hang on. Again, bear with me. I'm trying to do things on the fly. I wonder if I can just change. Hang on, I'm trying to be tricky. Trying to be tricky, and we all know that's not always a good thing to do. Okay, so let me see what I might do. How's that? It's not, there we go. How about we go with that? Does that make it a bit easier? Yeah, okay, all right. It's hard to know because until you go live, sometimes it's hard to work out exactly where everything's going to go. But you know what? Excellent. All right, well, if that works, that's cool. Now, as we can see, we've got the, what do we call this? This setup is the modern setup, isn't it? Edit mode. So is in the modern setup. I don't like having that right across there. I don't know about you guys, but I'll just call it. We'll just go back to, it's nice that they put all the little tips in. I think that's really helpful. I think if we just go back up there for me, you guys aren't too worried about that. I struggle having, sorry, I know it's so dark, but I struggle having the, what do you call it, the portrait ones down the bottom in the middle. Classic layout, I guess. Yeah, it's what I've kind of been used to for the last 18 years, so I think I'll just stick with that. So that, at least that works. So that's the main thing. So we've got a quest. There looks like there's a couple other quests that it gives you to start off. Now, oh, it's very busy. Very busy. Okay. And I came in at level 10. So, you know, so that's cool. Like, we're all basically ready to go, ready to level. We need to get professions. Did we have a gold? Did they give me riding? Well, they gave me, yeah, I've got the hyena, so I've automatically got that. That looks so funny. That's very cute. Look, little hyena, little puppy dogs. So, you know, so again, it's giving you a lot of things. Oh, that's right, and green gear. So we're doing working man. So we need to take all the gear off. We need to go find some gear. Because working man is not the only ones that will allow for green gear as a challenge turn is, of course, a bloodthirsty or a green man. So she's going to be naked. Am I going to have enough to go? Maybe I just go buy a dress. Okay, we're going to be naked. Sorry, guys. And this is the first thing that you want to do. And this is another thing with your allied races. Sinusy. My nose is being a tad annoying. What was I saying? With your allied races, you're going to get green gear. And this is to remember. If I logged in now, logged out, and went to register my toon, and I had not taken the gear off, what would happen? It would pop up on the website, and it would say, because I've logged out in green gear, it would pop up and it would say, sorry, can't register your toon for that as a working man. Because green gear is not allowed for a working man. I'm allowed to have professions. I'm not allowed to have green gear. So, I'm wearing my bikini. What sort of gear am I allowed? I'm allowed male. Male vendor. Where's a male vendor? Let's go down the back. There is one, I think. It's a very cute mount. It's a very cute little high, what did we call it? Caravan. Let me have a look. Gear. I thought there was no, that's all weapons. Weapon vendor. Taking the quest for Legion. We'll give some stuff that sell for 30-ish gold. Okay. It's good to know. Trying to find. Is that what this quest is that he wants to give me? Let's have a look. Battle for Azeroth. Wants to go see the War Chief Sylvanas. Oh. That's. Yeah. It's a bit old. Take it from. Alright. Well, we'll go around. Male vendor is leather. I'm having a complete mental blank. They're just cloth leather. I thought there was a male one. Because the cloth one's there. Who else is there? It's a father. Reagents and alchemy. Trade supplies. Oh, I can always do the balloon quest. That's always a good one. You know, and again, it's looking for, you know, the things that you can start off with. Sorry if my internet's being a bit of a douche. I'm not sure if it's being a bit, it looks a bit laggy. It shouldn't be, but Aussie internet, well, Aussie internet, I guess. Okay, let's just over here. Alright, that gives us a tabard. I don't want the tabard. Okay, at least it didn't put the, can you talk to Chromie? At least it didn't put the tabard on, so at least that's something. Need a mining trainer. So at least that's it's a few things. We won't talk to Chromie at the moment. Can't get over how busy Wormrest is. Male armor. Here we go. Let's find, what do we got? We've got a whole gold, one gold, two silver. Will we just go with the, let's just go with that. Go with that, and we'll go with that, and we'll go with some boots. I know, we are rich. That's fantastic. We'll go with some of that. All right, so let's have a look. Bag, we've got chest. Yes. Bonus thing, I'm getting an appearance to add to the collection. Well, when did they make these bind and equip? Have I not played a new tune for quite some time that I've completely... didn't realize they changed that? When they made... Okay, alright. I just... I must admit, I haven't been on any low ones. Do I need anything else to start off with? That's okay. That'll do. Okay, so, well, what professions am I gonna go, guys? Like, we haven't even decided that. I'm guessing. Ooh. Look. We get some stuff. 400. Nice. I'm happy to take another 400. Heavy mining, yeah. I love these guys. Do you love these guys? I love those guys. I think they're hilarious. I like the, I also like seeing the, like, the role play words of what's happening. Yeah, I think you're right. I guess we'll just go the usual herbing mining. I don't think it's worth probably me doing anything else at that point. But again, you know, good to know. Can't get over how busy it is. Cooking and fishing, yep, absolutely, for the dailies. I think that'd be the easiest. How much is our professions? 5 copper or more? 10. How much money have I got? I've got 99 silver. Alright, we can afford to get that. We don't have a lot. Let's go with that one. We'll go past the cooking vendor to get the other. Make note, now I don't have any working. Remember all the workings I had, like, blue in their names, so I'll have to remember. She does not have that. Okay. Alright. Cooking trainer. Here we go. So, we're still 10 copper. Okay. Alright. That's okay. How much we got? I don't want to be buying stuff we don't need. No, we're okay at the moment. Spice bread. Spice bread's always a good one. You normally get about 40 levels of cooking just on that one, so... Oh, did I have to stay at the top? always get alchemy wrong. Spice bread for one of the dailies, absolutely. Alchemy supplies. No, where's the herbie? Herbie? It's up the top, isn't it? Yeah, of course it was. It's been a while. Definitely been a while. Alright. Where have we got trade? We've got trade services. Oh. There's too many channels. It's most annoying. Alright. I'll worry about the other stuff later, but just for now, at least, if we get that. Train. At least they've, you know, the cost is low because it's only coppers. What have they got that one as? Leave. What's the other one? It's so annoying. Leave four. Did I leave it? Leave. I can't type. Leave four. Okay. General. When can you leave all in one? Like, I know you can do each individual channel, but there's never been a multi that if you just go one, is there? I've always kept fishing. Each channel you need to do individually. Okay. Alright. So, at least. Get over. Look. Fishing. The only one. Guys, we're down to 2 silver, 91 copper. Crazy. Alright. Well, look, that's the main thing. We've got her professions. We've got set up, Eek. I know. It's seems awfully not fair that fishing, you've got to get for, like, pretty much was that every expansion, but herbing and mining only had like maybe one extra one. Yeah, pretty much. I started with 1 gold and we've still got 2 silver. And I haven't even sold them. So I'm going to get 5 copper just for vendoring those, which isn't a lot, but at least that's something. And obviously if Dark Moon Fair was on, we'd be able to go to Dark Moon Fair and do the ticket swap for the storage box. You know, start off with a good 10 gold, but that's okay. For the moment, she blends in, doesn't she? She does blend in. Can I sit on the stairs? I can't sit on the stairs. I wanted to sit on the stairs. That's annoying. Alright, let's keep our little llama. No. Anyway. Have to go to each expansion to load herbing mining for them. I don't know. Just seems a little bit counter-intuitive. Thank you. Counterintuitive. Nowadays. I mean, for the last expansion, yeah, but for everything else. It's not consistent for fishing and art. You can get them all at once. It's not consistent for fishing and archy. You can get them all at once. Chris says, lol, hi, execute. Yes. It does seem very much like that. But anyway, it is a thing. So at least, you know, we've done it. We've got her done. We've got her into some male white gear. So look, basic enough. We've stripped her off. We've got all the things. Zaya, if you're around, this will be my first horde in. Can you see me? I know I've got myself on Do Not Disturb, but yeah, if you wanna send it before I get back to the show. Oh, look at him. I will join the guild. Thank you. Hi. All right. There we go. So, it's really weird. I love it though. How good, fantastic. This has been a long time coming to be able to get your horde to, like, a guild that's consistent with now allowing Horde and Alliance, and we can all talk. So, in the one guild. Fantastic. There's more. Well, we could have whole discussion just on that. But anyway. Okay. Alright, so I'm just going to park her here. So, you can all... No. Okay, no, let's not. Let's sit in front of Dolly. Let's see. Where's Dolly? How's that? Can we get a... There's Dolly. Alright, let's have Dolly. Okay, so... We've made the working man, we've got the stuff, I'm ready to go on her. That's fine, I'll figure it out at some stage. It's gonna be, we'll figure it out. Anyway, let's get back to the show. So now that I've got some light on me from my show notes... That's the main thing. You can see me. Alright. So, looking at how easy that is for Volpera to make the tune, log in, we're already there, you can start questing. Obviously, if you're bloodthirsty, it's going to be a little bit more tricky because you don't want to do any extra additional quests, etc. Just the biggest thing is take the clothes off because they're all green. Yes, I want a weapon and a shield, definitely. At the moment, she's got nothing. So, we will deal with that another time. Yes, bloodthirsties can keep the green gear. Everyone else will need to strip the gear, other than Green Man, obviously. But don't, once you've logged in, don't log out with that green gear on. Strip the tune, put on whatever, just make sure that when you log out and you go to register your tune, that green gear has been taken off after the first initial login. Otherwise, you won't be able to add the tune. Okay, and I'm pretty sure... strip. And I'm pretty sure there will be a... So it's got the pop-up when you try to add that says you can't add, like it gives you reasons why. Normally, it would be some... Oh, which, speaking of, guess what I've probably not done. Where do we hide it now? I always get this wrong. Where is it? Display only character achievements as well, because otherwise it'll take your whole account. So everything that you've done, and it'll flag you, because, you know, anything account-wide that you've done on other tunes that aren't challenge tunes, it'll pop up and be like, no, you can't add this tune, etc. So always to remember to do that. But anyway, she's very cute. She's sitting there with Dolly. Alright, let's get back to the show. So again, I was just trying to keep it looking at those things that you can do if you want to expand out, if you've got the allied races, if you're looking at trying to, you know, you want to try some different races to mix up what you're doing with your challenge tunes. Why not look at them? It's viable enough. They start at level 10 now. Obviously, you're not starting at 1, but still, that's still 60 levels that you've got to get through. So, you know, so we'll see. Shaman, for me, we will see. we will see. That's about the best I can say. Go resto. I don't even know at the moment. I will have to see. I might just have to sit her on trying to log in just to do the cooking and fishing dailies. Because playtime is just very limited. So we will see. I've not been on Drop Bear since last time, I think. No, she made level whatever it was, 12. I did get to play her after I made her for a bit, and I think she got to level, I can't remember. Anyway, so yeah, we will see how that goes. All right, let's talk about some things. So patch has arrived. It landed. Has it been 5 days already? 4 days? 5 days? This week's been a bit of a blur. Again, we're midway through July, guys. How did that happen? Can anyone please tell me? Hey, Mr. Nisi. Howdy, howdy. I am very, very confused how we're already halfway through July. I don't... Where the hell has this year been? Anyway, so yeah, so patch 10.1.5 hit. Chris is saying patch is amazing. Excellent. I have barely had time. I've logged in once. My week has consisted of... We're supposed to have 9 staff now. We've had 4. It's been very stressful. So yeah, I've barely been able to look at anything. So you guys tell me what has been the most interesting thing, challenger-wise, for you or not. There's a few things. Let me get... There was a WoW head... Hang on, no, this was the Blizzard one. Flight is free. I've not even looked at that. Free flying. I've only jumped on leader, honestly, and that was to do a couple of things last night. My little panda, Passy Ferrobear, got free flying at 30. You know what? That is fantastic. Because what was the goal? Excuse me. What was the goal? Saves a bit of gold. I think that's really useful. I'll have to have a look at some stage on my toons. I did notice that the gear... Hang on. Let me open. Around 230 gold, I think. Tiber. Okay. I know there was Warlock updates, and I haven't even had a chance to look. I started the Whelpling thing because I thought it might have been something I could knock out in a very short time. No, of course not. Go here, go there, go here, go there. It's very cute. I don't begrudge that, but I thought it might have been something I could knock out in like half an hour. No. So yeah, it was a little bit like, oh geez, we've got another lot of stuff. Yeah, I haven't even looked at Zaya. You can change the appearance of summon demons. Haven't even had a chance to look at it. I will get there. Warlock pets, the Whelp daycare. That's what I was trying to do. So really cute. I'm all in for the Whelp daycare, most definitely. I'm hoping it will give some dailies, which, you know what, might not be a bad thing for some of the high level challenge tunes. I don't know. I've only done like the first lot for the Whelp daycare, so we will see. Have no idea about the Kalimdor Cup. I'm guessing it's something that's going to, what do they say, rediscover dragon riding racing event from August 15th to 28th. Challenge 16 races across Kalimdor. Okay. Some risks are risky for challenge tunes. Definitely. Definitely. But if it's a daily, I wonder if it'd be a daily, like an account wide one. Still no regular flying in Dragon Isles, though. Sad panda fare. I'm surprised. I honestly thought they might have like given it as in, oh, by the way, we've added it, you know, like kind of like a last minute, oh yeah, here you go guys, have that. I know there's quite a few people. I get it. I'm getting used to dragon riding. I have to be very careful when I turn myself into the spirally one quite often because of my vertigo and my visual. I can't probably enjoy it quite as much as a lot of other people. So at times I really struggle with it. When I'm not feeling well, I have to be careful with how I'm looking. So I get it. But yeah, it would be nice to have that option. I die when I do it on my main. It's definitely something that's takes time to get used to. I found for me, I know for some of you guys, you're probably like, yep, no, nailed it within like 30 seconds. Fine. I still, even now, I still, as soon as I hop on, yep, just if I'm just kind of soaring, I'm okay. But if I want to go that faster, because you do go into that faster bit, it becomes a little bit of a challenge. And my visual eyes goes, whoa. Dragon riding is mandatory at the moment for the warp quest. You need to go to Zaralek Cavern. Yeah. It's, you know, it would be nice if they had just given us the option. But, again, it is what it is. I'm hoping that they do bring it soon. Like, that option does come in. Would be fantastic. So that was the Blizzard one. Let me get, I have got the Wowhead one as well. For patch notes, I'm sure there's a whole heap of stuff. It's been out for a few days. You guys have probably had more time to work out what seems to be going well. I'm guessing. I might need another coffee. Where's Execute? He's not here. Sorry, we're having another long show. This is the thing. We're doing a show every 2 weeks, but, you know, we're doing probably the same amount of time if I did a show every week. Anyway. Alright, so some of the things, as we said, Allied Races restrictions. You have to have the level 40 now. So, yay. Riding, flying skills are now granted free at the appropriate levels, which is fantastic. I need to, Kobe says hi, I need to have a look into that myself because I've barely been on a challenge tune. Actually, this is the first challenge tune I've been on because I was on leader for maybe an hour or so yesterday. So, he's barking. There's probably, Chris, the winds probably moved a leaf, a fraction. And he's barking at the wind. Fess says, non-recently used tunes get that message on the login screen about getting that free upgrade. Challenges don't do it. Yes. And you know what? There's something. We'll have a look at that in a minute. Because I noticed that last night that I kind of had fallen asleep. Execute came over, woke me up, told me to get in bed. And as I was logging out, I did notice that some of my tunes had. So we'll have a look at that in a minute. Potential issue for BT's characters that reach level 30 will receive the quest Time to Fly and be awarded with a flying mount. This is a big one. Characters level 10 to 60 that have not been logged into for 60 days will now have the option to receive a welcome back gift on the character select screen. Yes. Chris, how dare it. Exactly. All right. So, let's see what characters leader hasn't logged in. Look. Quite a few. When did I log into her? Okay, so. These are some of my challenge tunes, so let me see where. Blood Leader, my warrior. Gear update. Need some help getting back in. You're welcome back next. What's it say? Blood Leader. No. Character. Choose your specialization. So, protection is what it is. Yeah, So, of course, we don't want to do that on a challenge turn unless you've got, you know, unless you've got a toon that's able to do that. But yeah, I certainly weren't. It's interesting. So I'm gonna guess that once you log in, it goes away. Let's do it. Will we do it? Let me see. I feel like I should get back to playing that one. Let's take our, we're able to go, yeah, okay. So, are you sure you want to enter the world? You will not be able to get the free gear update. Continue. Couldn't check if they auto update. If it's a normal, Chris says, if it's a normal tune, it's brilliant. All your bags become BOE again. And if you don't need them on that tune, you can send elsewhere without spending more gold. Okay. Alright, so it does the whole, we haven't seen you in a while, do you want to teleport back to? So, you know, at least that's something. She's blood, so nothing's turned blue, correct? No, they're all still green. That's okay. Why was I there? I don't even remember why I was there. Let's go back to someone. Just cause we can. Fess says, I did it on a normal and the game made her ineligible for queuing random dungeons except for BFA stuff. No matter what chromy time you pick. Okay. Well, you know, the main thing is it does give us the option to just don't click on it. So that is something to definitely keep in mind for your challenge tunes. That would be the biggest thing. The biggest thing to remember. There we go. Look, she's looking at you all. And it's like, I'm back in Stormwind. I'm back, baby. Anyway. Okay. Back to the show notes. So, yeah. So, welcome back gift. Which is fantastic for normal tunes. Not for challenge tunes. If you take it on a challenge tune and you get flagged, you're flagged. That's it. Okay? You're flagged. So just please be very careful with your older challenge tunes. Just don't click on it. Easy enough to do on that. Alright, so what else did, Fair, what else did you mention? What does not appear to be present? Yeah, we talked about regular flying at this stage. We've got nothing. And there is a dragon riding race. Alright, well, I think we've covered the big stuff. I hope I've covered enough the big stuff that really would affect challenge tunes. Obviously, you guys are having fun with patch 10.1.5. I know they're already, like, the patch was out, had just come out. I hadn't even had a chance to jump into the patch, and I was already hearing of patch 10.1.7. And I'm like, dear Lord, the patch is 1.5 has just dropped and you're already talking about 1.7. Like, stop it. I haven't even got into it. So yeah, it's just, there's so much info, and it's, I know that they've set out the plan for the next, what, 6 months or something. or 3 months or whatever it is, you know, how Blizzard brought out, this is what's going to happen in, you guys are in summer, so I think it's into autumn, winter plan, something like that. And I'm just like, this is too much. I'm too overwhelmed. It's a bit like my work at the moment with half staff or less than half staff. Everything's very overwhelming. So, yeah. But anyway, let me know how you guys are coping with your challenge tunes and all of that. There seems to be a lot to do, which again is great. It gives our challenge tune playing members options. Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy the amount of stuff that we've got. So, yeah. Hope you're all having fun with that. That would be the main thing. All right. Let's get back on track, because Leader's going here, there, and everywhere. I don't even know anymore. Anyway, you guys have been pretty busy. So let's get to some more news. Let's go through this. Seriously, guys, you're just going, it's like a ding-a-thon. The past, I'm only going to say it, has it been like 2 weeks? It's crazy. You guys are going ding, 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 ding. It's fantastic. So, first off, now I think I've got this all in order. So, I hope I've got you all in order. So, forgive me if I have not, but I tried to sort this. Midsummer, the, what was it? The Welcome to Sanctuary buff or whatever it was called. Yeah, you guys, just fantastic. So, first up, Tinkerbell, congratulations on becoming our 7th Dragonflight Green Man Challenge Champion. That was Rud. Zyasia, gonna go with that pronunciation, I hope that's okay, Zaya, became our 20th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge Champion. Guys are crazy. 20 irons already. Fair Winter became our 6th Dragonflight Working Man Challenge Champion. Grats. But not only that, then she dinged. Fair dinged on Fair Vegan. And became our 12th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge Champion. Amazing. Well done. I'm not done yet. Iron Rodski became our typo. I had 211th. That's not correct. Our 21st Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge Champion. Patience, which I think Patience was, is Dave? Is that Dave? Became our first Dragonflight Tin Man Challenge Champion. Then we had Hanting. Congratulations on becoming our 22nd Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge Champion. And just before the show, a little time before the show started, Zyarena became our 23rd Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge Champion. So we're up to 23 irons, 12 passies, 6 working, 7 green man, 1 tin. Well, fantastic. Well done, guys. Absolutely amazing. Where's my little, here we go. Congratulations, everyone. It's amazing. Yes, I still have got some write-ups to do. I did three yesterday. So please go check out what everyone has to say. It's always good to check out the blog posts as well. People give some really great tips and information about how they've leveled, what they've done. So thank you guys for that. All right, the last thing I wanted to make mention of, I haven't spoken about spreadsheet for a little bit, but there is a promo with free standard shipping from the 20th of July to the 24th of July. If anyone wants to get any cool merchandise, which helps support the website, certainly free standard shipping. If you would like, pop over to our store, our shop on Spreadshirt. All right, standard challenges. Let's have a look, because once again, you guys have been busy. All right, irons. Here we go. So we've had 10 irons this week. Zaya Dona in level 62. 9 is Azzy Iron at level 63. Azzy's back playing? Yay. 8 Trio is level 66. 7 Dank Iron level 66 RIP. 6 is Farakiri. Level 68. Number 5 is Verona. Level 69. I always try and do it right for you, Fair, but I mess up. I apologize. Number 4, Zyria is hit level 70. It was our 23rd Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge Champion. Number 3 was Hanting, who became our 22nd Dragonflight Iron Man Champion. Number 2 was Iron Rodsky, who was our 21st. And Zyrasia was our 20th Dragonflight Iron Man. So 4 70s this week. Well done, everyone. Fantastic. All right, Bloods. Bloods, Bloods, Bloods. Okay. All right, so we've got 7 Bloods, number 7. Melitacetest is level 10. So I'd say they've just made the tune. It is yellow flagged, but I'm guessing because it's new blood, that's probably why. Bluth, I don't know how to say that one. Bluthunga is level 14. Number 5 this week is Miltazo at level 16. 4 is Isphere at level 18. 3 is Blood Soak at level 23. It is flagged for too many quests completed. Okay, so I think is looking into that one. Zaya Bingra, level 67, and Chia at level 69. There are a few new account-wide quests in there. Yes, we need to look at that since the patch. Oh, excuse me. And again, there's something, and sometimes we don't know what's going to happen until stuff goes live. So, there does seem to be a few account-wide quests that we'll need to look at. All right, pacifists. We had 10 pacifists this week. Number 10 is Shia Liara, level 32. Sorry if I butchered that. I'm guessing I probably did. Number 9 is Goblin Lissa at level 37. RIP. Aww. Sorry to hear that. Level number 8 is pacifist, level 60. Is that a Chris pacifist? I'm guessing. Number 7 is Viola at level 64. 6 is Lantana at level 65. 5 is Sneaky at level 65. 4 is Ferinus at level 67. 3 is Sync at level 68. 2, Ferrafay at level 68. And number 1 this week was Ferravegan, becoming our 12th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge champion, hitting level 70. Chris did outwit the Sewer Beast yet again. I don't think I've seen it turn up on your server as many times as it has in the past week or so, Chris. As long as it stays away from us. Okay, Working Man. We had 3 Working Man this week. Number 3, Hunter Walk at level 25. Number 2 is Ferranos at level 62. And number 1, Ferra Winter, hitting level 70 and becoming our 6th Dragonflight Working Man Challenge Champion. Greens. Chris says it is literally almost every day I see him. Nice. Alright, greens. We had 8 greens this week. Number 8, Dawn Warden at level 20. 7 is Herbert Tar at level 25. 6 is Boz at level 36. Is that our Boz? If it is, welcome back. Hope you're having fun. Nice to see you back. If it's not, and it's a new Boz, welcome. Welcome and enjoy. Number 5 is Cry at level 60. 4 is Niazu at level 61. 3, Ferra Verde at level 63. 2, Celadon at level 64. And number 1 is Tinkle Bell, level 70, becoming our 7th Dragonflight Green Man Challenge Champion. Alright, tins. We did have 5 tins this week. Iron Eden at level 31. 4 is Pure Tin at level 45. 3 is Corsal at level 61. 2, Arundel at level 65. And number 1 is Paysense, hitting level 70, becoming our 1st Dragonflight Tin Man Challenge Champion. And again, just a reminder that Tin Mans we do not do write-ups for. Allied races we do not do write-ups for. Death Knights and Demon Hunters. So just in case if you're wondering. Besides, I have enough that I'm still working through getting the blog post done. But again, well done, guys. That's fantastic. Iron Teams, we did have 2 this week. Number 2 was Brain Studio at level 14, but RIP. And number 1 was Team Bereth and Alcus. Hit level 33, but red flagged because somebody equipped something they shouldn't have. There was no blood or green teams this week, but it's good to see some people out there doing the iron teams. Well done. So it's been a very busy week from the State of the Challenges point of view. Well done to everyone leveling. Congratulations to all our new 70s, and commiserations on everyone that we lost this week. Alright, where's my bumper?
This just in, it's Chit Chat!
Okay, So, I couldn't remember Execute's joke that he told me last night, so I had to find another one. I found these ones. So, first one is, how do you get a squirrel to like you? Act like a nut. Thought that was cute. Thought that was very cute. Let me get rid of that. That's annoying me. Oh. All right. Tiber. Stolen joke of the week. Here we go. What's the difference between Aluminium Man and Iron Man? Iron Man stops the villain while Aluminium Man foils their plans. Yep. It's been quite some time since I've heard that one. Alright, I have got one more cute joke for you, and it is, what do you call a fish wearing a bow tie? Sophisticated. It was cute. I had to! It was cute. Alright. Alright, before I start, any thank yous, anyone want to have, if I've missed anything, please throw it in the chat now. Let me know. I'm going to do our thank yous to our Iron Elites. So big thank you to these wonderful people who keep the website going. Appreciate you. So, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lita, Mark, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wanima, Zaya, and Zep. Thank you guys for your support. Truly does help. To our wonderful mods, thank you for all the things that you guys do, and in particularly when IRL is pretty crazy for me at the moment, so thank you for your understanding, everyone, but in particular the mods. So to Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Zaya, and Stir, thank you from me to you, thank you very much. To our Code Wardens, huge thank you for all the things that they do, especially when patches hit, making sure things are still working. Thank you, Zion Rod, appreciate that. And to everyone here, not only in the chat room, but watching, thank you so much. Do appreciate that. So, I will be back in 2 weeks' time. Which will be Saturday, July 29th. Again, where on earth is this time frame going? It's crazy. 7 p.m. Eastern time. So, no show next week. We'll be back. We're doing shows every 2 weeks at the moment. I don't know if that will change. We will see. I don't know. I don't know, guys. Yeah, we will have to see. Anyway, anything else that I've missed? Nothing? Let me know. Alright, so where you can find all of the information is over at wildchallenges.com. All our socials are there if you want to follow us, look into. Please, you know, check it out. If you want to listen to the podcast part of it, you can certainly download us on places like Google Plays, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. If you want to contact me, certainly send me an email, podcast@wildchallenges.com. You can get in contact with the mods, etc. If you want to follow me on socials, Linktree/LetaWow is the easiest place to find all of the things. Who's on Threads? One of those things. Threads is now a new thing. Threads and Twitter. Threads versus Twitter. That is a thing. But yeah, pretty much most of my stuff is Leta WoW or Leta. So check it out if you need to get in contact with me. You can certainly shoot me through a message. Just be patient. It does take time for me to get back to you due to time zones, working, sleeping, all those fun things. The IRL of life. Alright, and my last thank yous are to Mr. Nisi for the intro and to my husband Execute for the outro. We love them. We appreciate their both fun intro and outros, and we appreciate them and what they do. So you can find Mr. Nisi on Discord as Mr. Nisi, and he was here in the chat. Hi, Russ. If you're still there, thanks for popping in. And we do appreciate the help that we get for these things. So thank you so much for that. All right, well, I think we've covered everything that we need to this week. Again, thanks, guys, for letting me indulge in the whole jumping in and checking a couple of things. Let me just log out. Let's go back to our cute little Volpera. There she is. So she's working Mantoon. We've got her up to date. Again, being careful of your gear. You know, if you get the gear update, just ignore it. If you're on a challenge toon, there's no need for it. So you've got the options there. Drop Bear. There we go. Drop Bear's level 13. Did I add her? I think I did. I can't remember. But, yeah, thank you for letting me indulge in seeing how the allied race would be working out, because it's been quite some time. So I hope some of that stuff has been a little bit helpful for those of you that have not been able to, you know, get onto those things. But let us know how you go. All right, well, I think we shall leave it there. That's long enough show this week. Anyway, so don't forget, we'll be back on the 29th, 2 weeks' time. All right, guys, please stay safe. I can't talk. I must need more coffee. No, there's a little bit there. Please stay safe wherever you are, both in and out of game, and we will catch you in 2 weeks' time. All right. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.